Over to race six, and this is one of the cracking races of the day, the Mitchelton Wines Atlantic Jewel Stakes. We take out three Limestone, six Ramoos, and 12 Counterplay. And Trent Lansdale, the market.
In the first leg of the quaddy, we have Shoals, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.90. I'll Have a Bit, $34. Pure Scott, $23. Undoubtable Miss, $19. Broadband, $13. Sanadart, $3.50. Shaker, $26. Blondie, $11. Banish, $10. She So High, $12. Tarcoola Spirit, $14. And Royal Disguise, $81. Now, even though there have been scratchings, as you touched on, Greg, with both Ramoos and Limestone in particular, Shoals did open up $5.50 on Wednesday and had support straight away and is all the way down to that $2.90 quote. Sanadart actually opened the favourite for this race on Wednesday at $4.40, did get out to as much as $4.80, and now on the second line at $3.60. But compared to just those two in the race, certainly the more support for Shoals, the reason why, now a $2.90 favourite.
And unbeaten in her three starts, and she's been jumping out really well. Matt, the lead looks up for grabs here. I wonder if Shaker might just come over from out wide.
Yeah, Shaker's one of them. Sandart, Blondie, Broadband. You know, they've all got good talent in tow, haven't they, Greg? So they're going to run along regardless of who's in that frame. But interesting, Jake Duffy, isn't it? Sandart, he's obviously connected with it, but he's riding Foundation for Hayes. It's a tough gig getting a run with Hayes and Dabenig. And good on Jake for having getting a good couple of rides for them today. Not going to play here either, Greg. I'm going to tip She So High to beat Banish because I just think they're going to set up for something strong late. And She So High, that was a very good race behind Crown Witness and Catchy. She sort of came off the back of Catchy and worked to the line okay, probably two lengths inferior to her, or a bit more. So I think that stacks up pretty well for this, and she's just going to come home well, swoop with Ollie. Banish will do the same. Sandart for third, and Shoals was super at Flemington, particularly that run two starts back during the carnival. But you can't tip them all, but I'm just visualising a couple of late finishes here, and I think they'll be the 13 and the 11 with 8 and 1 next best.
Okay, 13, 11, 8 and 1 from Matt. Dean, if you're following the jump outs, Shoals has been very good.
She's going very well, isn't she, Greg? And she's unbeaten to date, 3 from 3. She's a terrific winning chance, but I like Sanadart. I think she should be unbeaten. She was unlucky in that to Lindert behind Ducimus, and then the first up win, it was a few weeks ago, and it was more like a track gallop. She just, they went steady and she sprinted up the straight and won well. I think she'll benefit a lot from that, and I just think a bit of a target race for her with her stable mates like Catchy, and that probably slightly better than her at this stage, but this is a chance for her to win a good race, and I think she can get the job done to beat Shoals, who'll probably get better with racing, but as you said, has trialled very well. I think 5 Undoubtable Miss, who ran very well to Ducimus at Ballarat early in her career, so that form ties in, and her late sectional times first up were excellent. Callow back aboard, he is a plus, and She's So High, who I think will be hitting the line well. But I'm pretty keen on Sanadart, 8, 1, 5 and 13.
Okay, 8, 1, 5 and 13 from Dean. Where are you going with this one, Warren?
I'm with Shoals, Greg. I just think she's a winner, and she just seems to be moving beautifully through those jump outs that you referenced, and there looks to be reasonable speed here. She won't be part of that battle, but she doesn't have to be too far away. I'm with 1 Shoals. Goals ahead of 8. Sanadart, great opportunity, Matty, for Jake Duffy. I think he's doing quite a bit of work at that Euroa base for Hayes and Dabenig, and rewarded with I think she's been a little bit of a work in progress too, and he seems to get on very well with Sanadart, and good to see him retain that ride. She's So High, I love getting out to the 1,200 metres. Her late sectionals have been very good, and the form around her is holding up really well. And Banish is coming through a much easier form line, and maybe it was more a visually impressive win against the pattern of the day at Caulfield, and maybe Kirk Aller was getting tired, but I think she's come back in good order, and she'd been trialling well going into that first up win. 1, 8, 13, 11.
She's such a determined filly, Warren, isn't she, Shoals? Just having a look at those last couple of wins at Flemington when she probably wasn't in the right part of the track to win, and then she had to dig so deep to win in Sydney. She's got a good attitude.
She's got a winning attitude, Greg, is absolutely. And I know that talk is that she'll still get rid of a bit of that winter coat and a few other things, but gee, to what she's been doing at the jump out, she looks to be coming to hand very well. I'm sure she'll run well. I hope she improves out of it, but I think she's still a terrific winning chance.
Yeah, I'm just leaning to Santa Dart today because she's had that one run under her belt and Scholes is first up. So I'm leaning that way. She's just got that little bit of a fitness edge, a good draw. Winkers went on last time out. She was really unlucky at Flemington when she got taken off her course pretty badly when Craig Williams rode her. Jake Duffy's back on board and Jake's seemed to have clicked with this filly. He's unbeaten on her, winning the Sandown and Morfordville on debut. Scholes is to be respected for all of the reasons the guys have mentioned. Just feel she might just bounce off this. And also, Santa Dart's got a 2.5 kilos advantage on her. One that didn't get a mention, she's stepping right up in grade here, is Tarcool the Spirit, but she's couldn't do any more than she has in her two starts to date, winning at Bendigo and Cranbourne. This is infinitely harder, but she's been to the track and had a good gallop around there on Tuesday morning, and she could get amongst the money, I thought, as well. And I put Banish in next best. Gee, that was something special at Cranbourne, wasn't it? Had no right to get anywhere near them. Probably made up 8 lengths in the last couple of 100 metres to win going away. This is certainly a different story on a dry track, but she's obviously got quality. So I went 8 on top to beat 1, 14 and 11.
Just a quick one. Quick, Dean, yep. What's the story with the best? A lot of us use it as a Bible, the best bets. I notice a lot of... What's the story with the markets in there? I see the little Sportsbet logo on top. Are they fixed markets? Because there's often a lot of anomalies. She's $21 in here, and I often see it. Are these...
Look, I don't work for Best Bets, yeah. Matt, but I saw that Tony Kneebone put out on a tweet on Thursday that apologies for the misprint there with that one. But, yeah, I think most of them are the early markets when they first come out.